Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. On today's episode of Beyond Transcripts, we're joined again by Matt Bass, founder of Transcript Maker, to talk all about extracurriculars. Simply put, extracurriculars are anything that are not required academically. So there is a wide variety of activities that can be extracurriculars for your student. So we've got a nice long list of activities that your student might want to pursue as part of their extracurriculars. We chat all about how these extracurriculars are going to play a role in not only your student getting into college ideally, but how these activities are going to help round them out for life beyond school. And we talk about how these are actually going to fit in on your transcript, because believe it or not, some of your extracurriculars might actually count for some of the academic credits that your students need. So join us as we get into everything extracurricular. Matt, welcome back.
Thanks, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All right, so today we are talking extracurriculars. I'm sure, as all of us have done, we spend a lot of time doing extra things outside of school, and this all falls under the umbrella of extracurriculars. So what are some activities that high schoolers might be doing?
Well, an extracurricular is pretty much anything that isn't required for high school credit, right?
Yeah.
So it could really be anything. It doesn't have to be sponsored by your school if you're in a public or private school. If you're a homeschool, you have a lot more flexibility. Mm-hmm. In terms of what you do, but you can turn pretty much anything into an extracurricular activity. So some examples are, you know, if your student's into astronomy, there's probably an astronomy club in your area they could participate in. If they like writing or poetry, there's something for that. I really enjoyed electronics when I was growing up, so there was a robotics club that I participated in. There's computer clubs. For public speaking, there's Toastmasters. There's academic competitive teams, you know, like the National Spelling Bee, mm-hmm. Math League, Science Bowl. If you're into language, like there's foreign language groups, you could do American Sign Language, 4-H, Habitat for Humanity, Civil Air Patrol, if you're wanting to head into the military,
yeah.
Or junior ROTC, Boy Scouts. Yeah, these are all examples.
Yeah, I could
go on.
Yeah. I love that, because especially if someone is in a traditional school or is thinking about going to homeschool, it's a great point that these don't need to be sponsored by a school, and that there are so many organizations and opportunities not connected to a school that you could participate in. And what I love is you mentioned Toastmasters. And for me, I went, oh yeah, that makes complete sense. But I always think of Toastmasters for adults. Right? That mm-hmm. like, oh, as an adult, if you want to improve your public speaking or get more comfortable speaking in front of groups, you go to Toastmasters. But that's a great point that a high schooler could do that too. So these opportunities may not be obvious at first for your high schooler. You may need to do a little digging as to what's available. But I love that you said, you know, go with what your student is interested in and look into those options. Mm-hmm. And so for anyone who's thinking, well, are there going to be enough extracurriculars for my homeschooled student? I mean, it sounds like the opportunities really are endless for what an extracurricular could be.
Well, and the great thing too is if you can't find one locally, like Meetup is a great place to start for one thing. There's always meetups and events on Facebook. That's another good resource. But if you can't find something, as a parent, you can start something. I mean, when I was a kid, I was interested in ham radio, and my dad started a ham radio club in our garage, you know, for kids, because there were ham radio clubs for adults, but
yeah.
You know, he wanted something for us, and we'd just invite some of our friends over who were interested in that topic, and it was great. So if you can't find something, start something.
If you build it, they will come. And I think, you know, that's a great point, because hopefully a lot of our listeners are already sort of integrated into a homeschool community, right? That ideally it's local. You've got some local families that are also homeschooling that maybe, you know, you do some field trips with or different activities with, and you could maybe talk with that group to see, okay, what sorts of things are our kids interested in? What could we put together? Or, you know, let's do some research and see what we can find. So that's a really great point that if it doesn't exist, that you as a parent can help to create that. And I also, it made me think, you know, obviously you're an entrepreneur, so it really gives students potentially an opportunity to kind of create their own thing and figure out, okay, I want to start something. It doesn't exist. How do I do that? So it kind of gives them some skills in getting started with something. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So do you think then, is it up to the parent to find or create these opportunities? Does it fall to the student? Is it somewhere in between? Like how do these extracurricular opportunities sort of get started? Who's responsible for that, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think ultimately the student is, in terms of following their interests and their passion, because that's a big part of what this is about.
Yeah.
So if they're passionate enough about something, they will pursue it. But you as a parent can certainly encourage that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can point them to groups or activities. You can make sure that they have time set into their schedule for this stuff. And if they aren't really showing any interest in anything in particular, you can kind of help them figure out what they might want to try. Because I know for me, a lot of it was just trying different things until mm-hmm. I found something I was interested in. Sometimes it's hard to know ahead of time if you're going to enjoy a particular activity without actually trying it.
Right. And I would think it's possible that parents of homeschoolers might need to encourage the idea of extracurriculars maybe a bit more than in a traditional school, simply because at a traditional school, you walk through the halls and you see the signs, right? Like, join this club. This club is meeting. Join, you know, this opportunity. There's the, you know, the board with flyers for things going on. So I could see where, as a parent, you might need to get those wheels turning a little bit or introduce them to the opportunities. But like you said, then the student is hopefully pursuing their interests.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, homeschool groups are a great resource. If there's one in your area, definitely get connected there. Because now when we lived in Florida, and there were three different homeschool groups within the same area, and there were all these activities going on, and they had newsletters going out to let you know about the events, and so that's a great way to find out about stuff too if you're homeschooled.
Yeah. So extracurriculars are great for a lot of reasons, right? They give students opportunities to pursue their interests, to find out really what am I interested in. I think especially for high schoolers to figure out what might I want to study when I go to college. I don't like this. It gives them opportunities to socialize, to interact, to be around different groups of people and navigate some of those realities. But what is the role that extracurriculars play in getting into college? How important
It helps foster leadership skills, which are very helpful and very attractive to colleges. Also, it just helps present a very well-rounded academic experience. So the college wants to see that you haven't had your nose in the books the entire time.
Right.
Like you did get out and try some other things, because that is important for that well-rounded picture. Mm-hmm. And it really helps make your application unique too.
Right.
Because a lot of states have the same requirements for high school graduation. So that part of your transcript is probably going to look pretty similar to every other student. Mm-hmm. And extracurriculars are really where you can make your transcript unique and specific to your own interests and your own passions. Yeah. And it also helps to demonstrate to the college that you can get passionate about something, that life isn't boring to you, but you're willing to, you know, get out there and dive into something you're interested in and pursue it. And that's an important skill to have in college. And it also, beyond college, it helps build skills for later in life, you know, as an employee, business owner. Again, the leadership skills are helpful, and a lot of other things that you pick up pursuing an extracurricular activity is going to help you later in life as well.
Right. And in terms of getting into college, you know, you become, unfortunately, sort of this, not just a piece of paper, but several papers, a stack of them potentially. And so you really, you know, got to assume there's going to be a lot of really strong candidates when you're applying to college. And like you said, a lot of them are going to look pretty similar, right? Because there are certain requirements to get out of high school. So everyone's going to have some similar courses. They're probably going to have very strong grades. And, you know, the area that you can stand out, like you said, is that extracurriculars where you can show, here's what I did. And yeah, you can set yourself apart. And part of what I love for our homeschoolers is that the opportunities really are endless. You know, again, if we think back to the traditional schools and okay, those posters of here are the clubs you can join and the opportunities you have, they're fantastic, but they're probably pretty, you know, consistent. And there might be some similarities in those that traditional students are going to have on their transcripts, whereas homeschoolers really can think out of the box and are sort of forced to. And I would imagine that that really does provide that opportunity, like you said, to have a transcript that sets you apart. And it looks more unique and shows the different areas that you're interested in and helps to paint a picture of you, not just this pile of papers when someone is ultimately reviewing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And for homeschoolers, extracurricular activities can even cross over into actual coursework.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right. I know from my own experience in high school, I was a part of a science club that several other homeschool students attended. So once a week we'd go and there was one of the homeschool dads who was a scientist would run us through experiments and that kind of thing. So it was essentially like the chemistry lab component to my chemistry course. Mm-hmm. So that's what we treated it as. So it became, you know, my one credit of chemistry lab for the semester. So as a homeschooler, you really have that kind of flexibility where you can, use an extracurricular course to supplement a course on the transcript. So that's really a nice thing to be able to do.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So would you recommend then, I guess, sort of which way do you go? Do you look at your courses and see, okay, where might I be able to add in an extracurricular that becomes, you know, part of the credits that I earn? Or do you look at the activities you already have that are existing and say, can any of these be woven in as part of the credits? Or maybe it's both. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it really depends on your style, I guess. For us, it worked pretty well just looking at what we were already doing and incorporating that into coursework. So, you know, we were involved in a few different sports groups, and so we counted that as PE. Right. And that worked really well. Because that way you're putting your interest and your passion first, and then deciding what can be part of a course second, instead of pursuing things just because it looks good on the transcript or works well for a course.
That makes sense. And I love that there's that flexibility that homeschool allows you, because in school, typically PE is PE. And sometimes you can, you know, get that waived if you also do a sport, but it's not typically your high school sport. It's if you're doing something outside of school. So it's like an extracurricular activity that maybe that can count for a credit somewhere. So I think that's really great that, that there's that flexibility and kind of creativity with how you get your knowledge and then how you've shown that you understand those different requirements. So in terms of the actual transcript, what are the best practices for putting some of these extracurriculars on the transcript? Let's start with if it's a part, if it's actual credit that is for the course, how would someone note that on their transcript?
Well, in the case of my science club, we just put it down as a chemistry lab course. Okay. So we didn't list it as an extracurricular. A lot of transcripts will have extracurriculars listed separately from the courses. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what you generally want to do. If something's a pure extracurricular, just put it under there. You just list it out. Don't put too many, don't put too few. Put a nice little mix in there, you know, probably five. Five is a good number. But if the extracurricular actually qualifies as a course, go ahead and list it as a course in the course section.
And this may differ depending on where parents are, but how do they determine if their extracurricular does count as a course?
As a homeschooler?
Yes.
Generally you would just look up the requirements for your local school district. Okay. In terms of high school graduation requirements to determine, what's required. And then you can read descriptions for those courses there. And if your extracurricular fits well enough into one of those descriptions, then it's usually fair to use it. So like clearly the sports qualifying as a PE course is pretty clear cut. Mm-hmm. And the science club as a chemistry lab is, you know, it makes sense. If you're really having to stretch your imagination to make it fit, then you probably shouldn't.
Right. Yeah. Can these then become elective units? Like, are elective units still a thing in high school? I don't know. I feel like it's all academics now, right? Do kids actually still take electives?
There are still electives. Yeah. A lot of times they aren't, they don't make the list of requirements, but yeah, if you have credits left, that your student needs to get, and they've met all of the core requirements, then you can certainly upgrade an extracurricular to an elective. As long as it's not something like, you know, hey, they pressure washed our driveway. That can be a business elective, right?
That probably well, maybe doesn't maybe count. They had a business plan and charged you for it, and you don't have to get a little more involved than just the pressure washing. But I mean, it all starts somewhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they're doing the whole neighborhood and actually making some money, that's different.
Yeah. They saved up. They bought the pressure washer. First they rented, and then they bought one, and now they built a business. Yeah, that could count for something. Well, that's really interesting, I think, about how, you know, just sort of these activities that we might think of, oh, it's just an extracurricular, really can become an important integral part of their academic experience, which then you want to have reflected on your transcript. And so if it's a part of a course, it would go in with your courses. And then what I'm hearing is that most transcripts do have that spot for extracurricular activity. So do you recommend that for our homeschoolers, that there is a section that they put on their transcript specific to extracurriculars, or would that go more so in the application where they're sort of writing about their activities?
Well, some colleges are going to want to see it in one place or the other, I suppose. So that'd be something to check with the college about. But generally, putting it on the transcript is fine, and I encourage that. If you are including a cover letter, sometimes it's good to highlight those extracurriculars in there as well. Listing them on the transcript is fine. Just don't go overboard. As homeschoolers, you know, we participated in a lot of different activities, and if we had listed them all, then the transcript would have been multiple pages long, and that probably wouldn't have been good.
Right. Yeah. Because I think even if you have explored all of those things in depth and you love them, it doesn't necessarily always read that way, right? It might look like, oh, they're just throwing everything at me. And that's not really what they want to see. So showing that you are well-rounded, that you've got a few areas that you really have expressed this, like you said, passion and interest in, I think that's really great. Is there anything else that needs to be considered on a transcript? Like, I know sometimes students want to pursue NCAA sports. Is there anything they need to consider within the transcript itself?
Well, NCAA has their own requirements for coursework and GPA, but they don't really have any requirements for extracurriculars. I mean, I don't know of any colleges that do where you actually have to. I mean, that's the idea of an extracurricular is it's not required to graduate, right? So it's generally not required by colleges, but it does help. It helps your application because, again, and for the reasons we've stated previously. Mm-hmm. But if you're if you're wondering about any particular college and what the requirements are, just Google them, you know. So like for the NCAA, just Google NCAA requirements, and they have a webpage listing all that stuff for you there. And it's pretty clear and straightforward.
Right. And I would imagine that for anyone who is pursuing sport at that level, chances are you're in communication with a coach. They're aware of what you've been up to and what you've been doing. A lot of athletes will put together sort of their portfolio. So there's other ways that, you know, you can express and show what you've done in a certain area, like sports, for example. So it doesn't necessarily have to be on your transcript.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you shared a lot of really great information about extracurriculars and how homeschoolers can make sure that they're getting a really wide variety of experiences. I think that's what I took away from this, is just how many options there really are. So any final thoughts for our students, maybe if they're feeling overwhelmed with all of the options? You know, there's just so many things that they could do as extracurriculars, and, you know, they're either wanting to do all these things or they're trying. Any final thoughts on kind of narrowing in and figuring out what you want to try?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're in your freshman year, try a lot of different things. I mean, why not? You have the time. Probably as you get towards the end of high school, you should be narrowing down a little bit and figuring out what you truly are passionate about. But I think it's fine to give a lot of different things a try. If you just Google, you know, extracurricular activities, there are lots of lists out there mm-hmm. that will give you ideas. You could print one of those out and kind of highlight the ones that interest you the most and start searching for groups like that in your local area. I think that'd be a great way to start.
Definitely. And like we said before, if they don't have it, you can start it because chances are you're not the only one who is interested. You might be a small club. Maybe you start off with two people, but that's a group. So you can build yep. from there. All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt. This was a fun conversation.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
Before this episode, you might have known how important extracurriculars are, but hopefully now you have an even better idea of the different types of activities that your students can pursue, the fact that they might actually fit on your transcript, on the transcript for credit, but that it's going to help your student show that they're a well-rounded individual and can help them develop leadership skills for the future. If you'd like more information delivered to you, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to check out Transcript Maker, because we make it easy for you to put your extracurriculars on your transcript, don't forget we have a 2-week free trial.